Good morning. We're Tinyan Chayotim, Klalama Gimel, Simon Beis. And the Mishnah, to clarify this point, the Mishnah gives us five examples of things which Chazal said we cannot start once it's Samach L'Mincha. The Mishnah says the example of getting a haircut, like we mentioned. It also mentions going into a Merchatz for the whole full treatment. The Mishnah mentions the case of a person who's a tanner putting hides into the tanning process. And the Mishnah talks about starting a meal. And the Mishnah talks about a dayan starting a court case, a case in Beis Din. The Chayyim expands that to anything which Chazal meant to include, anything which tends to take a long period of time, and a person can get distracted and involved, and he might come to forget the Adam Mencha. Now, the way the Chayyim paskins that the Meikar Adin, the real issue is Samach L'Mincha Ketana, and Asura Gedayla, so something which will really involve the person, Asura Chasna. It's Samach L'Mincha Ketana, let's say in the summertime. People get married in the afternoon. They're getting married, let's say, in a building which has a hall and also has a shul. The chuppah's over, it's 4 o'clock. Sunset is around 7. They say, let's start the meal. And we'll go down mincha with the shul right around shkia time. So that is not mutter. That is also to do that. A person cannot start a suda gedolah, i.e., the suda by chasna. Once it's Samach L'Mincha Ketana, so Mincha Ketana, that situation where sunrise is 7 o'clock and sunset is 7 o'clock, so Mincha Ketana is 4:30. So Mincha Ketana is a half an hour before that, it's 4 o'clock. So the chuppah is over at 4 o'clock. They must have Mincha before they start the meal. That's din. That's halacha. But the Chayyim does say it's preferred to be careful not to, even earlier, Samach L'Mincha Ketana, not to start such a meal. And furthermore, it's preferable even Samach L'Mincha Ketana not to start even a regular meal. The person comes home from work. He's going to go daven mincha in the shul. He said, let's sit down and have supper. So he has not mincha. It's already after the zman of Samach L'Mincha Ketana. And he wants to start his suda ketana during that time. So the chayonim says the chaskila person should be zoyer in that. So what should a person do? So the Chayyim does not get involved explicitly in this heter, but he does give a different heter, which is that the Minhag HaOlam was to be Mekel, because they relied on Kriya Shamash. That since it's a Mitzvah Ketana, it's not also Mikra Din. So since the Shamash used to go around knocking on the doors, that would remind people to daven. So that's enough to rely on in this extra mila of being Machmer, even a small meal in the later afternoon. So they relied on the Kriya Shamash. So similarly, the person can say a person would have some type of a reminder set up for himself. He puts an alarm, and when the alarm rings, it's clear and obvious what the purpose of the alarm is. He doesn't say, what's that stupid alarm going off for, and shuts it off, but he understands it's the purpose. So that would be valid as well. Now, one more point. Obviously, if he doesn't stop now, he's reached a point that if he doesn't stop now, he'll miss the Zman Mincha totally. Of course he has to stop. We're talking about a case where there's still more time. He can still really daven later. But are you allowed to start this meal being afraid that he might forget? In that scenario which we just gave, that so for Suda Ketana, relying on Kriya Shamash would be sufficient. Relying on an alarm would be sufficient. For a Suda Gedolah, like by Chasna, so there it's Mikra Din. Once it comes the later afternoon, it comes Samach L'Mincha Ketana. So our scenario where the chuppah finishes around 4 o'clock on an afternoon wedding, on Sunday afternoon, and the people would want to start the meal, and Shkia is around 7 o'clock, they cannot start the meal until they daven Mincha beforehand. And that's Mikra Din, not just a Milo. So, in the next year, we will go through the actual language of the Chayyim inside and maybe clarify a few more points. And meanwhile, have a good day.